Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Well, welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. We welcome Jeremy and Cackle from Poolbeg. How are you gentlemen doing these days?
Very well, I gotta say, very well.
Yeah, all's good. Good.
That's good. Well, we've just had some news. You've just raised some money, and also I just want to give everybody a view of the elevator pitch. So do you want to go for that, Jeremy, and give us the elevator pitch on Poolbeg?
Absolutely. Yeah, Poolbeg Pharma. We're a clinical stage biopharma company. We've just announced we've dosed our first patients in a very important clinical trial, where we're preventing what's called cytokine release syndrome that's caused by this wonderful next generation of cancer immunotherapy drugs that a lot of these kind of blood cancer patients are getting. So we're partnered with Johnson & Johnson on this particular clinical trial. And as I say, we believe we'll be the first approved preventative therapy preventing cytokine release syndrome in this following cancer immunotherapy drug. So very exciting time for the company. And yes, we've raised some money to take us forward into 2028, and very exciting time for us right now.
So I will not try and pronounce it, but the CRS.
Yeah.
What does it do? What does it do?
Yeah, so CRS is called cytokine release syndrome, and this is a severe inflammatory response. So these patients, these cancer patients get the cancer drug, but the side effect is that they develop this, cytokine storm, as it's called. And, what results of that, they, increased heart rates, low blood oxygen, low blood pressure. It can progress rapidly to kidney injury, respiratory failure, and, possibly death. So you want to stop this kind of inflammatory response, this overt inflammatory response. And our drug, POLB001, we believe can do that.
So you've got cancer, but the drug that they're trying to use to solve it is going to kill you anyway.
it will have these severe side effects, and we're trying to prevent the side effects and let the cancer drug do its job, as I say, to reduce or eliminate the tumors.
And so these big companies that you're talking about, Johnson & Johnson, obviously, you're already partnered with, Pfizer, I've got one, a few other names, I'm sure I've got them as well. They cannot sell this drug to the total community because of the CRS. Is that fair to say?
That's a really good way to describe it. So that the patients have to come into your dedicated cancer clinics, you get the cancer immunotherapy, and it's a watch and wait. A lot of patients get CRS, so they have to stay in hospital just in case they get it. So our goal is that if we can prevent CRS, patients can get their cancer drugs in their local community hospitals. They can kind of head down the road. They don't have to come up to, London City to get their drugs. So keeping it local is great for the healthcare system, for the patients, and for the docs.
And how is the drug administered? So is it an injection? Is it a tablet? What happens?
That's the beauty of it. It's given orally, so patients can take it from home. So you get it kind of 4 days in advance of your cancer immunotherapy. So you take it from home, you come to the hospital, get your cancer immunotherapy, and then the plan is to go home. So it's really convenient. Right now, drugs that they use to address CRS are given by injection or by infusion. So you have to be in the hospital. So we're going to remove all that hospital infrastructure so patients can just take it at home.
And from the perspective of the patient, when you take the POLB001, are there any side effects that you will experience, or is it so far, so good?
Yeah, we've done a number of clinical trials, and it's safe and very well tolerated. It's we don't see any of these kind of side effects that you'd expect from potentially other drugs. No, so it's very safe, very well tolerated, and the patients feel fine. And as I say, if we can reduce that CRS, it's a win-win, for us, for the patients, for the pharma company, because they'll be able to sell more of their cancer immunotherapy in more hospitals, while also, True Partnership will be able to sell our drug. So it'll drive revenues, on both fronts. But I think importantly, take a burden off the healthcare system, and obviously the patients feel better as well.
Yeah, I mean, this has got to be worth billions of dollars, especially in the US, for the cost of these things are bananas, basically, in the US.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've done in-depth analysis on that, and we've done kind of independent kind of review of what the cost, what we could charge. We've spoken to insurance companies, describing POLB001, And they see the benefits of this. They see it as a compelling CRS solution with a significant market potential. And obviously, we presented that to pharma companies as well, because we ultimately want to partner this drug so they'll take it forward deeper into the clinic and on the market. But it's a compelling commercial case without question, because this is a significant unmet need. And we're looking kind of in the, in the US alone, this is going to be a multi-billion dollar drug at peak sales.
Okay, let's move to you, Cackle. Basically, you just raised money and you put your money where your mouth is, £250,000 in the raise itself. So why are you so confident that this is all going to come good?
Yeah, Kevin, I've been involved now with Poolbeg a good number of years. I think I've about £1.5 million sterling real cash invested in the company and the project so far. And the reason I was so keen to follow, and part of the reason we kicked off this raise, myself and a couple of large shareholders that deliberately decided we'd like to try and increase our stake rather than just follow a fundraise. We kicked it off as us looking for permission. As the chairman and the largest shareholder, it's always tricky to get a particular time that one can buy shares. So this is the easiest way to do it. And the real reason I did it was that it's just very, very, very clear that this drug looks like it's going to work. We've a background in another company we've sold out of some years ago, Open Orphan hVIVO. It's a world leader in challenge studies. A lot of people don't use challenge studies, but they're a fantastic low-cost way of checking the efficacy of a drug. Poolbeg did a very successful challenge study, an LPS challenge study, and CHDR 3 years ago, and it proved that this drug works absolutely effectively. So, in my opinion, the trial has started. The first patient dose this week, and I think I'm almost certain it's going to be successful. So, why not follow my money and be part of the success story ahead? It's going to be very short and quick. It's not years, as Jeremy says. We're not curing cancer; we're just reducing a nasty side effect. Full trial will complete early next year. And my belief is there'll be a very, very substantial transaction done sometime early next year with one of the larger pharma companies, which is be a great place to be a shareholder, to be part of that deal.
No, it sounds almost too good to be true. That's the reality of it. Whenever you look at pharmas, you are the drug that you're producing is not to cure something, it's to cure a side effect, which seems less complicated, you would imagine, in terms of the body and the system. And you've already used it and it's worked. So the only issue here, I'm assuming, and both of you can count me right or wrong here, is how much more effective it is to take it and then take the cancer drug. So is it going to be 15%? Is it going to be 20%? Is it going to be 40%? That you add on to the 30% that aren't affected by this. And the bigger the percentage, obviously, the bigger the check someone's going to have to write you to want to get this.
I like your maths there. You're absolutely right. I think what's exciting about this, and a key point, is that we are preventing CRS. Right now, people are kind of reacting if CRS develops. You're kind of basically chasing your tail, to try and stop the CRS. But we're preventing it from happening in the first place. So we're blocking a key target. And if you that triggers, when it's triggered to develop CRS, as I say, we're blocking it, so we won't be able to trigger. So we're kind of getting getting in there before the horse is bolted, as it were. So we see great potential. Cahill is right. The data we generated in the LPS challenge study is very compelling. And then importantly, discussions with J&J, we did some preclinical work where we can confirm that our drug doesn't impact the efficacy of the actual cancer drug itself. So that was an important kind of step to take. So yeah, I think we've kind of teed it up very nicely with fantastic data generated to date, and now looking forward to seeing the outcomes from this clinical trial in multiple myeloma patients.
Very good. Well, guys, it sounds good. Cackle, you showed us a picture of north of Donegal there, or northwest Donegal that you're at. So enjoy your time with the sunshine in Donegal.
Absolutely. Well, I certainly
Amazing.
will, Kevin.
Amazing. And Jeremy, wherever you are, I hope you get on holiday soon. I will be speaking to you guys in a couple of weeks in the August roast, and we'll go into a lot more detail about the technical stuff involved. I understand also you're going to be speaking with Charles Archer as well, so look out for that one as well. He's more technical than I am, so. But again, as a business thing, it just looks to me like it works. One of the companies is going to compete and try and encircle this, so they all have to use it.
It's compelling. I agree.
that's going to be worth a lot of money. So good luck.
And Kevin, thank you very much.
And I'm glad I participated in the race. So we'll see how it all goes.
Okay. Appreciate that, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Okay, all the best.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.